This is N5ALW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on January 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. If a net controller not starts a net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is N5ALW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
KD2AIT, good evening.
WA2U, good evening.
N2OIQ, good evening.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. And four. George, we'll start with you at the top. N2PFM.
Well, good evening, Bob, Jeff, and everybody else there on the net. We've got a temperature here of 16 degrees on the mountainside. A temperature range today of 20 below zero up to 17. And 1 o'clock this morning and 20 below zero, I had to get out there and crawl underneath the trailer and take the gloves off to work because unfortunately when someone had helping me told to grab me a short extension cord from something, had taken the one off the heat tape, and as a result, even with the furnace going and everything there and the pipe insulation and all, water still froze up. So I got the heat tape on, and about 45 minutes, everything was running properly again. So glad that's over, and glad we didn't get any snow from the 4 to 8. From the previous storm, we got about 3 inches. So and I hear that St. Lawrence County has an advisory, so I think most of the snow is going to go up that way toward Watertown again, which doesn't hurt my feelings any. Sorry thing is that we don't send more of it down to Syracuse. So with that, we'll say God bless, 73s, and Happy New Year to anyone we haven't wished it to yet. That 73s, and 2PFM clear.
All right, George. Well, it sounds like you had an eventful evening and probably part of today. It was cold last night. Okay, well, good report on that. Hope you got everything squared away so it don't freeze up on you again. KD2AIT, Jeff, how you doing?
Oh, good evening. It's KD2AIT. Oh, we're doing all right. We had another cold day here, and I spoke with N2WBX there, and this morning his station over there, about 5 miles from here maybe, was 22 degrees below zero. I don't know how warm it got today. Every time I look at the little mercury thermometer there, it looked like it was just under between 20 and 15. So whatever that could be, it was about the warmest I saw it get. But not much else going on. I don't think I'll be here for tomorrow night's net. If anybody would like to pick it up, feel free to do so. I know Kathy there was thinking about it, KC2YXN. If she's thinking about it, feel free to pick it up tomorrow night. And or you too there, Bill. Anyone. So that's about all I have to report. It's KD2AIT, back to net.
Okay, Jeff. Yeah, it was cold. I got up back before I went to bed. It was right around 21 below. And I got up sometime around 3:30. And I think it was on the upswing, and it was 27.8 below. So it got down there pretty good. Yeah, I think we had our share of that. I think the peak today probably was somewhere maybe around 12 here. I think at one point I looked, it was 10 anyway. But sounds like that's some cold weather like the rest of us. Gee, that just keeps coming. Maybe we get lucky and warm up a little bit. And maybe a little bit of snow just to insulate things a little bit better than what we got. Okay, well, thanks for checking in, Jeff. And we'll move along to John, WA2U.
WA2U, well, good evening to everyone on the net here this evening. Good to hear everyone that's checked in. Yeah, I think we got about about 21 degrees. I don't know what time I got up. I've been busy keeping the fire stoked. I know that in the early part of the fall, well, I could load that stove up and in the evening and shut the damper and the draft down and not have to worry about it. And it would last almost until the morning. But now we got the damper closed down and the draft is open, and we're going through the wood to get everything nice and comfy in here. So at first it looked like a big stove. It's good for 3,000 cubic feet, but we're right up there, so it's an old house and not really well insulated. But anyways, no complaints. There's lots of wood out there, so it just keeps us busy. Had a good day. Picked up a new CD duplicator. I guess that's the right terminology. We used to have a copier. But this is a true duplicator. So I've been burning some music CDs so I can make copies of stuff that we have. And so we have sat here at the house and over at the camp. Boy, it's amazing. It's amazing what they've got through. This is a duplicator. No headphone jack, no outputs. Just you put a CD in or a DVD and shut a couple drawers and away it goes. And as far as tomorrow, yeah, we'll have to see. We'll have to go to the website. We haven't had a chance to do that. Get the preamble to the net so Kathy will have that. So she'd probably enjoy that. And the repeater, of course, blasted really well here. So maybe some other people be joining us. I think Kathy's sitting in the, she's sitting in the living room near the wood stove watching something on the TV, so. I'm in the cooler part of the house. So we'll turn back over to you and say 7-3 to all, WA to you.
Okay, John. Well, very good. Yeah, it sounds like you had your hands full keeping the place warm. I know what you mean with old houses. And it just doesn't seem like the heat lasts very long, and it goes right through the walls one way or another. About the only cure there is a lot of insulation and a lot of time and work putting it in there. Well, as long as you got a good pile of wood, that'll keep you going. Okay, well, thank you for checking in, John. And I probably won't be around tomorrow night. We usually go out on Friday, so I don't get back in time to really do much with the net. So maybe if Kathy would enjoy doing that, that would be great. Okay, well, we'll pass it on to Dan in DOIQ. What's up, Dan?
Hey, good evening, Bill, and I'm out on the net this evening, N2YQ here. Yeah, we got, 14 degrees at the present time. We had a high of 21 and overnight low of minus 23. And, it got really cold. No major problems here. No water flowed up or anything. And that was a good thing. But, if Kathy can't pick it up tomorrow night, I'll pick the nut up for tomorrow night. And then maybe, and if, you know, maybe I can pick it up every Friday night if nobody else can do it. Ain't no problem here. Normally I ain't got too much going on Friday night, so I'll keep that in mind for tomorrow night. If Kathy wants to do it, she's more welcome to. But anyway, but if not, I'll pick it up tomorrow night, and every Friday night from now on, if needed. So, anyway, I think I think about getting back in the swing of this, doing that, and I haven't. Well, anyways, we got Lake Effects coming in, I guess, overnight here. I don't know how much we're going to get. It depends on who you, I don't know. The C4 forecasters, different, weather agencies, everybody's got different numbers, so, man. So I'll just wait and see what happens, see who's the closest. So, that's it, Bill. Have a good evening, and to a light show, Claire.
Okay, Dan, very good. Well, yeah, I'm glad, either you or Kathy picked that up. I know Jeff needs to get a little time off, and that helps out, and just all of us covering it, and that takes care of it. That's good. All right, well, very good. Dan, thanks for checking in. We'll make another call, see if anyone else care to check in. This is N5ALW.
KA2ZNZ.
KA2ZNZ, Jack. Boy, long time no hear. Good to have you.
Is it down to me, Todd? I wasn't sure.
Roger on that, Jack. Yeah, it's great to have you check in. I hope conditions are clear where you can get in pretty good. KA2ZNZ, pick it up, Jack.
Okay, very good. Well, of course, I usually catch you on the Austin call up there between 9:30 and 10. But, I've just been kind of busy lately. I haven't been able to catch the net. A couple nights I tried, there was no net. Well, that's my excuse, I guess. It was not very good, but anyways. Say hello to everybody. I didn't hear everybody that was on there. I did hear Dan, John, and I really don't know who else was there, but that's all right. I'll say hello to everybody. We had summer heat down here, so have you folks, I'm sure. We got the 3 ball this morning, up to 22 this afternoon, and right now it's down to about 16. So, but the only good thing about today is there's a lot of sunshine. I didn't go out. I don't do well in the wind with the wind chills and so on. I'm not supposed to go out. Let's put it that way. So today I didn't. So
7-3 to everybody. KA2 that ends up. All right, Jack. Very good. No, I know what that's like when it's that cold. You really have nothing to go outside for. Not unless it's some kind of an emergency. I didn't do much myself either. I had no intention of going out there. Far too cold. I get chilled too easy. So, yeah, it was about it for me. I stayed in the house most of the day. In fact, all the other day. Took a little nap in the afternoon. Well, very good. Thank you for checking in, Jack. Always nice to have you. We'll make another call, see if anyone would like to check in again. This is N5ALW, Net Control, looking for check-ins.
Just a quick in and out, KC2NBU.
KC2NBU, Ray, how you doing?
We got 10 degrees, and just pulled in from the auction, bought 2 cars today, so got to go back out and meet the school bus, so quick in and out, just wanted to get extra check-in.
All right, very good, always good to hear you check in, Ray. Okay, well, you have a fine evening, hope you get a little rest, and we'll make one more call, see if anyone else care to check in. This is N5ALW looking for check-in. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time.
KD2AIT with a comment.
KD2AIT, go for it, Jeff.
I think we found the right formula. We just got to get the temperature down below zero, and look at all the check-ins you get, KD2AIT.
I think you're right, Jeff. Doggone, sounds good to hear a group coming in again.
Roger that. That was about the longest night we've had here in a while, I think.
I believe you're right. Yeah, if I go through my log here, it was pretty short in the evening. Hey, anyone else have any comments or queries? Okay. Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return to frequency to regular amateur use. And I want to thank George, Jeff, John, Dan, and Jack for checking in, and also Ray. So everyone have a good evening. This is N5AOW Clear.
Emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight. Was it allowed, Patrick? Station is coming out, please.
Good evening, Jack. N5AOW, no traffic.
N5AOW, hello. Hello again, Bob. Let's see. I do have traffic for everybody on net, but I don't know how many we're going to have. So if you can stand by for a second, Bob. Any additional stations with or without traffic? Okay, very good. N5AOW, Bob, you ready?
Ready, Jack.
Okay, very good. Number 48, routine, KA2ZNZ, 22, Liverpool, New York. January 8th. Going to your station break. With the start of a new year, we want to thank you for your support of OCTEN. Have a great 2015. 7-3 break. Me, Jack, KA2ZNZ, net manager at 10, and Mark, KB2KOJ, is my assistant net manager for at 10. In the Pacific, how'd you do? Did you copy, Bob?
Oh, roger, Jack. Yeah, copy. N5AOW.
Okay, very good. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Just checking in is a big help to OCTEN. At least it keeps people coming. Any other stations before I move on? Bob, thanks for checking in. Much appreciated as always. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2ZNZ.